Well, hello there. Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation, What I Wish I Would Have Known Before I PCS'd podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one.
This episode is brought to you by Armed Forces Insurance. Armed Forces Insurance offers personal insurance options specifically designed for military families. To learn more, visit them online at afi.org or give them a call at 1-800-313-1936.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast. Today's guest is the owner, head experience curator of Keenship Vacations LLC. She's also a military spouse and veteran, Ms. Ashley Mitesh McCoy. So welcome, Ashley, to the Mill Housing Nation podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited. So where are you calling in from?
Currently, I'm in Williamsburg, Virginia, but we're getting ready to PCS to Monterey, California. So we're excited about that.
Well, that's not a bad PCS.
Yeah, definitely on the better ones we've had. So,
well, we're excited to hear more about your journey as a veteran and as a military spouse. So we're going to get started with kind of learning more a little bit about your career and how you've taken control of owning your own business and what that means for the military spouse community. So before we jump into that, I want to learn, how long have you been a military spouse and how many PCSs?
So I've been a military spouse for 11 years. I was an Army brat before that, and then I was in the Army. So I don't know if I can say my PCSs very fairly. I've almost lost track of that. But as a military spouse, we've had 5. So
wow. Okay. And now, and you're going on a PCS right now. So you guys are...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, is your husband Army, Air Force?
He's Army.
Okay, Army. I was going to say Monterey. You never know if it's...
True, yeah.
Okay, very cool. Well, I know career issues are such a hot topic within the military spouse community, and obviously it's something that's near and dear to my own heart. And with businesses out there that are trying to help solve the military spouse under and unemployment issues, and I know this is something that's an issue for you as well, which you have taken charge with your new business. So I want to learn more about how you founded Keenship Vacations and then the mission behind it.
Sure. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about it. It's really, it's like my baby now. So
I understand.
Love to talk about it. Well, as I said, I was a veteran. And when I got out of the Army, I ended up getting my MBA. And that was in DC, and we had a PCS to Miami. And so my first post-Army, post-MBA job was with Carnival Corporation, the cruise company. And I worked there a couple years, and I really found that I loved the travel industry, especially after having traveled so much as a military brat, then a veteran, and a military spouse. You know, that's one thing that, like, military spouses take for granted is their travel knowledge that they've acquired over the years, being a nomad in our lifestyle. So I knew I wanted to be in the travel industry, and we had a PCS coming up, and I was just not looking forward to going through that process of job fairs and interviews and rejections and do I say I'm a military spouse? Do I not say I'm a military spouse? Because I went through that whole process in Miami. I had also had our daughter at the time, so I took 6 months between my MBA and my first corporate job off, and just trying to explain that 6 months off to employers was like difficult in itself. So, and I had some demoralizing experiences. Like, I went to a job fair and the UPS guy was like, you should apply to be a UPS driver. And it's not as if there's anything wrong at all with being a UPS driver, but I hadn't just done, you know, an over $100,000 MBA program at a good school and, you know, been a military officer and done all these things to do a job that frankly doesn't require any educational requirements and or those types of skills. So that, among all the unanswered resumes and applications I submitted, you know, I feel like I'm telling the story of so many military spouses when it comes to the PCS and reinventing yourself every time with a new career. I had just had it, and I was tired of being frustrated about having no control over where we were going to move, and, you know, kind of examining the potential employment prospects at our new duty station and saying, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm going to get an equal job or even a bump up, which would be ideal for most career people. So I finally decided to start my own business, which is Kinship Vacations. We're a full service travel agency and travel concierge firm. We do customized vacations. So we like to work with clients who want to get away to reconnect and build something that's going to be special and totally personalized. We don't do cookie cutter vacations. And so I did that on my own for about a year. And then I was like, you know what? I should actually spread the wealth with this because it's a really cool career field. It's portable. It's home-based. Military spouses have travel knowledge. I need to open this up to other military spouses. So I launched a training and mentorship program for military spouses and veterans who want to start their own home-based travel career. And right now we have a total of 7 of us who are travel advisors, and we all have a different specialty. We're located in 7 different locations. One's in Germany. Some of us are also veterans, but you know, the community that we've built and the really cool career and the idea that it's a long-term thing that you can take with you wherever you go. I'm so glad I've done it. I feel like I've found my calling, and I feel empowered finally in this crazy life that is the military, where you have little to no control over anything. So that was probably not as summarized as you'd like, but that's the
gist of it. I love it. And I mean, you're echoing so much of, I mean, my own journey as to how I founded Mill Housing Network, because I had similar experiences in the corporate space and then working, like exactly what you said, working a corporate job and then working for an hourly wage that I'm even, you know, embarrassed to admit because I just wanted a job.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is somewhat demoralizing, and I commend you for taking the leap, because it takes a lot of risk and battling through your own personal fears of becoming your own boss.
Yeah. And
if you're listening to this podcast episode, you know, I don't think the fear ever goes away, so you never, and I'm sure you can relate to that as well.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you just need that encouragement to take the leap. So if, you know, we could be any sort of encouragement to exploring entrepreneurship, I really do think that it is fruitful for military spouses.
Mm-hmm, I agree. And I mean, I've heard this from so many entrepreneur coaches, that entrepreneurship is the greatest self-development journey you'll ever take. And it's true, because you're really like reaching into all of the preconceived notions you've had, self-limiting beliefs, and, you know, all the things come up, perfection paralysis, imposter syndrome, you know. So you're really digging deep every single day and putting yourself out there. But now that I'm doing it, I would never, unless I had to, go back to working for somebody else. Like, I feel like this is what I've been meant to do all along. By the way, I wasn't a big fan of authority, so my time in the military was sort of contradictory to my true self, which is another story. But yeah, totally agree with you.
I do. I was a bit of a rebel in the corporate space. So. talk to us more about what your service provides. So what do you guys do as travel agents, and how do you help families plan vacations? It sounds exciting. So tell us more about that. And then I'd love to learn more about, you know, maybe the expertise of your team members.
Cool. Yeah. So we have a wide variety of talents. I was trying to put together a project where I'd create like a map of the world and have us all contribute to where we visited and or lived. And, you know, with the exception of like Somalia, you know, Iran, possibly Iraq. We've been to all of them, even North Korea. One of the people on our team's been to North Korea. I've been to Afghanistan. So like, as military spouses and veterans, we cover, you know, so much of the world. So we have this geographical knowledge, but in general, within our team, we have individual specialties. So like Dina Farmer, she's a U.S. Air Force vet. Air Force spouse in Colorado Springs. She's a family travel expert. She loves to do Disney vacations, amusement park vacations. She's totally giddy over the whole Disney, which is a really tough field to be in as a travel agent, because if you've ever tried to plan a Disney vacation, it's pretty intense and overwhelming. So yeah, we're really glad to have her on our team. Whenever any of us gets an inquiry from a potential client that's like, I want to go to Disney, we very happily hand it over to Dina, because we're just like, we don't know. We don't have time to figure it out. We have another specialist on our team who's a girlfriend getaway. So if you want to get away with your girlfriends, which, you know, we all need that every once in a while. Her name's Crystal Eicher. She's in Illinois. She's an Army spouse. She likes to do like wellness type girlfriend getaways. So incorporating spas, activities, healthy eating, but also we're okay with throwing back a few glasses of wine and whiskey or beer if that's your preference. Maggie Kubler of she's in the U.S. Navy, or was in the U.S. Navy. She's in Germany. She's a certified beer sommelier, and she I know, it's so cool. It's a thing. She's been living in Germany and the U.K. for the last 6 years with her husband, who's a Marine veteran. She knows everywhere to go to get the good beer in Europe. So she does really cool beer travel. And she also specializes in beer travel with children, because she's got a young one, and in Europe it's a little bit more relaxed when it comes to just drinking beer with your kids. So we've got a couple other advisors who are joining the team soon. One's going to be a romance travel specialist. So for your honeymoons, your when you have a post-deployment and you just need to reconnect, even destination weddings, she'll be focusing on that. One who's a native from Australia. So her specialty is going to be obviously Australia, New Zealand, and then also just kind of the, she says she likes to focus on the sun-filled vacations. So if you need to get away and get some vitamin D, or is it vitamin A? I always get it mixed up.
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D, thank you. And then finally, we also have a Navy vet in California who, Veronica Goff, she's kind of feeling it out, but she likes to work with families who have older kids. So like teenagers, they can be kind of tricky to deal with. And so if you are just like, I got to do something with my family and I don't know how to please these kids, she knows how to figure that out. She likes to do like the all inclusives in Mexico, and also likes to help families kind of uncover hidden history in locations. So basically that kind of, I feel like that, you know, kind of fills the full scope of travel almost. I have a lot of cruise experience. I like to work with groups, like luxury premium type culturally immersive trips. So pretty much if you come to us, we will match you with the right travel advisor on our team for the type of trip you want to do. And if we don't have that skill in our group, we have access to a huge community of travel agents that we can refer you to. So we'll take care of you either way. We're happy to do that.
That's awesome. I assume a lot of it too is that, you know, as a travel agent on your team, you know, you have a lot of independence and flexibility to kind of be somewhat your own business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Talk to me about, and so I'm going to go back to that entrepreneurship and taking the leap. You know, so if a military spouse is sitting there thinking like, wow, this sounds like a really cool opportunity and I'd love to explore it, what are some of the things that they can do, you know, to kind of take the first steps towards this type of career opportunity?
Are you saying travel entrepreneurship in general?
I would say in general, or even with y'all.
Okay. So there's so many opportunities in the travel career right now. I mean, whether you're really into writing and you want to start a travel blogging career, or you like to help plan trips and you're thinking about becoming a travel advisor, or there's a lot of support roles out there in terms of helping existing travel agency owners and or travel bloggers run their social media or their virtual administrative tasks. Like, that's a huge need in the travel agent industry. I was at a conference last month on a panel speaking about outsourcing and things like that. And I was like, I got to plug it. 28% military spouse unemployment, hire a military spouse to be your virtual assistant. And there were so many people that came up to me afterwards and were like, I need a virtual assistant. How do I hire a military spouse? So I was like doing my best to point them in the right direction. But there's a lot of opportunity out there if you're a self-starter to kind of just help a business owner get organized and deal with clients. And kind of, there's a few different, you know, software systems out there that you'll have to kind of get to know in terms of the travel industry. But to be honest, it's not rocket science, the travel industry. It is complex, though. So what I say is, depending on what direction you want to go, find somebody who's doing that, preferably a military spouse or a veteran, and just start asking them questions about how they do it, what they do, recommendations for how to get started. You know, there's, I have a free group online on Facebook, the Travel Advisor Training and Mentorship Group on Facebook. It's a long name. I'm trying to figure out a better one, but it's totally free. And it's a lot of different military community people who are in the travel industry in one capacity or another. They're not necessarily in my agency. Some of them are franchise owners. Some of them are bloggers. Some of them are agents. So that's a good place to start to just kind of get your toes wet and see what you can and need to do to get started. And then once you do finally, you know, take the leap, I feel like in any entrepreneurial endeavor, you need to find a community, whether it's, you know, a business coach or a structured mentorship program or a launch program, something, or even just one of those like subscription-based community group coaching mentorship programs. You can't do this alone. You can't do anything alone, and you're not going to want to in the end. So just kind of finding that out. And if you need help finding, you know, resources for any of that stuff, like I know people in the event planning space, that's another aspect of the travel industry. That's an opportunity for military spouses. Feel free to reach out to me directly and I'll point you in the right direction. But yeah, I feel like in general, it's a collaborative community because it's not like we're in banking or pharmaceuticals or something where it's highly protective intellectual property or something. So it's a fun industry. It's a place to have fun.
I love that. And I mean, so one of the big questions that we always get asked, and obviously it's top of mind for military spouses because, you know, a lot of time you're solo parenting. So talk to us about, you know, work life. I don't like to use the word balance, so I like to use the word harmony, because at any given point, one piece of your life is going to be out of balance. And in my opinion, it's never perfectly balanced. So talk to us about, you know, if someone's thinking about making the leap, what has that journey looked like for you with your family?
Oh, that's a good question. And I completely agree. I don't think balance is an appropriate word because it ebbs and flows. I think in the long run, you just have to be mindful that, you know, you're focusing your efforts on the things that matter most to you. It really comes down to prioritizing, you know, what matters and making that happen. So in general, entrepreneurship as a travel agent, there's a lot of opportunity for work-life harmony, as you say, because, you know, at least in my program and many of the programs that are out there, there aren't a lot of traditional employee travel agent jobs out there because most of the travel agencies have migrated to this home-based independent contractor model just to save on overhead, frankly. So as an independent contractor travel agent, you're your own business owner. So you can control what clients you take, what types of trips you book, what organizations you work with. In some, you know, there's two kind of directions you can usually go. You can go with a host agency is what they call it, where they provide sort of the back office and the access to suppliers and the support you might need as a new entrepreneur. And then you could also be a franchise owner, which requires more investment and probably don't have time to get into that. But like, if you're doing the typical host agency model as an independent contractor, some host agencies require that you sell particular suppliers. So, you know, kind of to go back on the question you had before, like when you're looking at becoming a travel agent, do some research on host agencies. A good website is hostagencyreviews.com. to see which ones have that flexibility for you, where you can pick what you want to do, what if you want to have your own branding, if you want to control your own clients, how much you want to pay to be a part of the program, because as most independent contractor models, there's a requirement for that distinction legally between employee versus independent contractor. And one of the ways they distinguish that is through, you know, paying to be a part of their host agency. Anyway, I digress, but the point is you can work from home. You can control your hours. You don't have to deal with childcare if you need to. And again, it's a fun industry. So most of this stuff, despite the fact that people do get stressed out over it sometimes, it's not dire. Nobody's gonna get hurt if you make a small mistake or something. So I think it's a good flexible type of industry to be in.
Well, I agree. And I love that you have found your niche and you're sharing your passion with others. So that's really exciting. If there was one thing our listeners should take away from, what we've been talking about, what would that be? What's the golden nugget you want to leave our listeners?
I would say that because the military it has so many rewards and so many great things with it, but one of the things that most people struggle the most with is the lack of control over anything in their life. I think if you have an entrepreneurial drive, you should definitely consider entrepreneurship, because that is one thing that you can control. I don't feel like I'm a control freak, but figure out what your passion is. Talk to people who have monetized that same passion and create a business model where you can also monetize your passion. And your military life will be a lot less bitter, I think, at least for me, it has been. So.
Oh, I 100% agree. I think for a long time before I was my own boss and I'm now blessed to have the business partners that I do, you do feel that if your job is not working out the way you thought it should, which mine didn't, I was laid off before we moved to San Antonio, which ultimately kicked a 2-year depression for me because I lost the one thing that I could control. Mm-hmm. And it was that loss of purpose that kind of set the spiral down for me personally. And it took me 2 years to recover from that. And it wasn't until I got into real estate. And I always joke that real estate kind of saved me, but it really did. It gave me something that I could control.
I believe it. So real estate saved you. Travel saved me.
I know. It's I feel like I'm talking to someone else that understands kind of that struggle because.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. That I've been through depression. I've been through loss of purpose, loss of identity, and I totally agree with you. So you got to do something that's going to give you joy. And if having a job that you can control is that, then go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you have to do something that sparks joy for you, that brings you joy, that lights you up. You know, for some people, it might not be a job. It might be something else, and that is totally mm-hmm. fine. It's just find it, and then it brings you – it really does help give you purpose and gives you guidance every day. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I know it can get pretty empty feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, if our listeners want to get connected with you because they want to learn more about the travel industry, it sounds like they have many ways to do so. So how can mm-hmm. our listeners get connected with you?
Well, you're welcome to email me directly. It's ashley@kinshipvacations.com. My website is also kinshipvacations.com. If you want to join our Facebook group for people interested in the travel industry, it's Travel Advisor Training and Mentorship for Military Spouses and Veterans. And then finally, I know I need to figure out a better name. And then finally, go to www.milspousetravelagent.com if you're interested in our program that we have for training you to become a home-based travel agent.
That's awesome. Okay. So we're going to have links to everything in our show notes so that our listeners can get connected with you. So Ashley, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your journey and what you're doing with your business. Thank you for helping other military spouses find their purpose and other veterans as well.
Thank you. And thanks for what you're doing with Mill Housing Network. I think it's also great to have the platform that you have. So I appreciate being here.
Yes, thank you. All right, so tune in next time when we have another amazing guest. And Ashley, again, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
To view today's show notes and to connect with our guest, visit milhousingnetwork.com, click on the podcast tab, and look for today's episode. To get connected to our local communities, join our Facebook group, Things I Wished I Knew Before I PCS'd on Facebook. And don't forget, also head over to iTunes and hit the subscribe button to subscribe to our podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Thank you so much for listening and tune in next week as we feature another amazing guest. Bye for now, listeners.